I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Chelsea Ely with Upper Peninsula Health Plan to find out more about the month of April being STD Awareness Month.
So STD Awareness Month is really just an opportunity to bring attention to sexual health and, of course, STDs in particular. We really want people to be aware of the fact that you need to be screened. You need to know your risks, your potential for acquiring an STD, and where you can go to be screened.
Well, sometimes we hear this, we think everybody knows what this means when we say STD, for example. But what is that? And is this kind of a difficult topic maybe for people to talk about? Maybe they're embarrassed because of its nature?
STD stands for sexually transmitted disease. Sometimes you might also hear STI, which is a sexually transmitted infection. So both of these can be passed through any type of sexual contact. As far as embarrassment, it is, of course, completely understandable that some people are uncomfortable discussing it. However, we really want to stress the point that healthcare providers are well-trained, they are experienced, and they have seen it all, they've heard it all before. All concerns, especially when it comes to your health, are normal and valid.
And this is important, too. This is an important message here, that because you're talking about this as part of overall health, and that's why you shouldn't really be embarrassed about it, right?
Absolutely. Obviously, you always need to be an advocate for your health and take care of it. And sexual health is a part of your overall health. So it can have lasting effects on you long term.
We're talking with Chelsea Ely this morning for our Upper Peninsula Health Plan update about STD Awareness Month, the month of April. Chelsea, is this an issue with infections in the country or even here in our area?
It is. Estimates are that up to 20% of people in the United States have an STD, which is about 1 in 5 people. Unfortunately, that is significantly higher in young people ages 15 to 24. They account for half of all the STDs. Along with that, actually, our Marquette County Health Department just had a press release locally here in February about gonorrhea cases being on the rise. So it is definitely here. It is in our community, and we need to be aware.
I'm Walt Lindelow, and with me in the studio is Chelsea Ely, who is clinical coordinator with UPHP. We're talking about STD Awareness Month. This is the month of April. Chelsea, when we talk about this, we were kind of alluding to it a moment ago, but people, you know, they should get tested. They should make sure things are good. And the question is, who and when?
The CDC, or Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they recommend that sexually active young women under the age of 25 be screened yearly. For other people, anyone who is sexually active in any way should discuss with their healthcare provider what their risks are and how often they should be screened. The really important thing to know is that for a lot of STDs, you won't have symptoms, often until there's already issues or damage being done. So it's really important to be honest and open with your healthcare provider about sexual practices and history.
What I'm really hearing here is to say that the testing can be done. It can be done simply. It's important to do it. And you should not be like embarrassed to talk about this stuff. You should do it. And there are also risks if you don't. What are some of those risks?
Absolutely. So STDs, if left untreated, some can lead to infertility. They can lead to pelvic inflammatory disease, which can result in chronic pain. Pregnant women, if they have an STD, the baby can be affected as well. But it's not only women, of course, that can have issues. The human papillomavirus has strains that can lead to cancers of the reproductive organs in the head and neck areas for both men and women. So things like throat cancer. The CDC has seen an increase in older men actually having throat and head and neck cancers. That's one of the reasons that getting the HPV vaccine early in life, now that that's available, before a person becomes sexually active, is so strongly recommended.
There is a lot of information here that we're touching on this morning with this update with Chelsea Ely, who is clinical coordinator with Upper Peninsula Health Plan. Where can people go to find out maybe some more information, get some of the questions that may be coming up that they can get answers?
A really great resource is the CDC. They have a website or an area of their website that is dedicated just to STDs. So it's cdc.gov/STD. They are a treasure trove of information for parents, teens, adults, and healthcare providers. They also do have links for how to find where you can be tested and treated. But we would also recommend just talking with your primary care provider or the local health department about testing and treatment here locally.
And also the Affordable Care Act can come into play here a little bit, right?
Yes. So when it comes to testing, tests can be as simple and as easy as giving a urine or a blood sample. And the Affordable Care Act requires most private health plans to cover these preventive tests. So in most cases, there's no cost.
That's Chelsea Ely, clinical coordinator with Upper Peninsula Health Plan. With a look at what's happening in our community, I'm Walt Lindelah.